It's now time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd in 1992, Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And coach, a close game down to the wire. It took an 11-0 run to finish this one off.
Well, let's give Dartmouth tremendous credit. They, of course, they shot the ball very well, but they distributed the ball incredibly well. They had great poise. It wasn't a surprise to us. We watched their tape of their game earlier this week when they scored 120-130 points, and they made 25-plus threes. This is a team that is going to create chaos in the Ivy League because my goodness, they're very, very well-coached, talented, disciplined basketball team.
One stat to pull out of this game, I look at points in the paint. Luka Brajkovic had a tremendous game, efficient, 8 of 12 shooting, 18 points. Points in the paint ended up in favor of the Wildcats, 52-16.
Well, we certainly had a game plan to go inside with him. And you know what happens in games like this? This is I told the players about 2 months ago, I told them about playing in the park, what it's like to grow up in Queens and Long Island and play in the park. And you get a lead, and all of a sudden, you get a little casual. And all of a sudden, the opponent makes a shot, and they get a little confident. And you miss a shot, and you get a little lacking in confidence. They make another shot. So their confidence continued to grow. And what happened with us was we started to hurry up to catch up. So we wanted a quick score. Our cuts were not there like they were. Our screening was not where it was. And it was a one and done in a period of 10 seconds of our possession. So they played like Princeton back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s without using clock. They just played really spreading the court and getting great shots and making us defend them and then inviting us into a rapid-fire kind of offense down the other end. That was a great game plan.
Coach, that last 8 minutes, it seemed like every time Dartmouth was poised to make a run, Carter Collins would change the game with his athleticism. How important is that effort going to be going forward?
Well, you know, the fact that John threw that next one, I think it was John that threw that next pass to him, or maybe it was Keyshawn or Kellen, and then he buried that three in the left corner, indicative of what he's done. And I said that to Jared before the game about how Carter's really shooting the ball very well, and there was the perfect example of it. And you know, he made the Euro step and just missed that layup. And, you know, your heart can get broken with the number of layups that we missed that would have closed it to one possession, whether it was, I think Luka had two great looks, John had one, and Carter had one. And it was great offense and right there at the rim, but we just didn't finish it. And then we came out of the timeout. We got a play for Kellen, and he missed the elbow jump shot, which, again, would have cut it to one point. And fortunately, in the end there, Kellen was patient, did not drag his feet, and elevated and was able to make that shot and get the three fouls.
I know myself from firsthand experience, coming into this offensive system as a big, as a freshman, Luka Brajkovic kind of a bright start tonight, especially dominating in that first half.
Well, Luka is a sponge for information. You know, he takes the court with 3:58 to go in the first half, and the first thing he says to me after subbing in from the bench is, "Coach, what's the big mo play?" And you know, Jake, what that is. That's the last play, 8 seconds to go in the half. So here it is, 3:58 to go. We got 3:50 minutes to play before we maybe even have that shot. And he's already thinking that far in advance.
So, Coach, late in this game, you have guys over there in the huddle. What was the feeling like amongst the guys?
Complete chaos.
We like honesty here.
You know, we had five different things we were going to run, and we wound up calling what Matt wanted to run. We adjusted it a little bit, and we brought out Luka a little bit higher and more towards the center of the basket, to the court. And so we ran that, and I think there was confidence. I think there was, you know, these guys were in a game against Rhode Island here last year, which our fans certainly have to remember, and very reminiscent. You know, we came back from the dead against Rhode Island, and I think it was 3:58 in this game. I think we're down 6 points, 7 points, maybe even 8 points. I think they made two foul shots to put them up eight, and we fought back 14 minutes. I think we're down 14 points. So there was, you know, a tenacity to fight back. And I think that's part and parcel of having been through this last year at Rhode Island and a variety of stages that we had.
Finally, Coach, what was your message or immediate message to the team following this game?
We certainly fought to win this game. And we dug ourselves a hole, and we need to learn the lesson of what got us into the hole. And I think our guys were prepared, but I don't think they were prepared to get knocked to the mat like they were. You know, when three-pointers were made as successfully and as consistently as Dartmouth made them, it's like daggers. And you know what we think about daggers. They hit us with dagger after dagger after dagger after dagger. And they did it from a number of guys, whether it was Brendan Barry or Ian Sestar or you know, whoever it might have been, they just kept hitting us, James Foy, and they were doing it from deep after we played one part of the possession but didn't finish the possession.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. Congratulations on pulling this one out here tonight.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Jake.